Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still
Say, a poem written by Jay Heder and put to music and then sung by Shout Even Shy. You are listening to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation, and we are a group that hangs at allpoetry.com, one of the biggest sites out there, and it's free to join. And if you join or are already a member, you can look us up on the group tab. Again, under a team of voices, and knock on the door, and I'll meet you there. We have different hosts on different nights, and each host has their own rules and their own topics. And we invite you to join in, write, read, comment, call, participate as much or as little as you'd like. And in the chat room is where we share the links to the poetry that we use on the show, with permission from all the poets, of course. And quite often it's the poets themselves that read or send in a recording, and now and then we have readers. Looking forward to tonight, where we are featuring words by the poet Silk Black Rose. And what we do is I choose some lines from their poetry, approximately 10, and I put it with a page full of art. Tonight's art is all from Fine Art America, and the poets are asked to choose a photo as well as one of the quotes or more, and bring us a poem. And we are months into the series. It's a big success, and seems like every other day I'm adding a new list. So far we'll be into July before we conclude this series, but it's been amazing, and the poetry that comes from the inspirations are really, really incredible. And I already have a bunch of people in the studio, so let me start announcing some of them, and I'll just go with the order on the board here. I have my co-host, Jay Hatter, my big brother. Hey, Hatter, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I'm here.
I see you down there in Oz.
And
we have another board member and the aforementioned sponsor of A Team of Voices and the All Poetry Foundation, the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation, Mr. A.P. Taylor himself. Hey, A.P., welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hi.
And if I sound a little bit frazzled, I'm sorry. I'll take a few deep breaths as soon as I let everybody in and get back to my normal self. Right behind A.P., I have Miss Sky Darkholm. Hey, Sky, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hello.
Good to hear your voice. And then right behind Ms. Sky Darkholm is the feature poet for tonight, Silk Black Rose. Hey, Silk, glad you're here.
Hey, everybody. How's everyone tonight?
We're doing well. How about you?
Yeah, doing great.
I am looking forward to seeing what kind of poetry your words inspired. It was really fun to dig them up, so I'm very excited to see what comes of it. And on...
Yeah, I am too.
What we normally do is I put a poem on the board, and the poet reads, and then I comment, and then the featured poet, tonight is Silk, will comment, and then the next reader will comment as well. So on that note, I think we will get on with the show, and we will start with Mr. A.P. Taylor, because I know he's pressed for time for a meeting. So if everyone will click on his poem on the board, we will get this show on the road. A.P., please.
Okay. So the quote that I used was number 8. No moon shines to guide the steps of a silent rogue. Isn't that fun? Anyway, I like it. Well, it was heaps of fun. Anyway, this is of an eagle and bees. And it goes a little bit like this. Fingers bent are elegantly long, finely pointing with nails sharpened into knives. While his words trail along in song, women follow him as bees towards hives. For he has a presence among, his eyes dart while his muscles tightly bound. Upon the inky skies of Eve rung, with conquest this eagle be crowned. Gym definition flashes when inside, eyes carefully examine the prospects for the night. Then he flashes his trademark smile wide, in darkness is seen as the night. Once he steps past the tall stairs, the latest rest lies on his arm, awaiting attention. The rogue moles the butterflies as he stares. Skies as dark as his near intentions. End poem.
Really awesome. I like the title of an eagle and bees. An interesting title there for sure. And I like, let's see, which one am I going to choose? Well, of course, I will levitate down to the final stanza since there's butterflies in there. Once he steps past the tall stairs, latest rest lies in the arm, awaiting attention. Rogue moles the butterflies as he stares, skies as dark as his near intentions. I like the little nod to his intentions there. And at the beginning, with the fingers bent or elegantly long, it's one thing that does stick out in the silhouette of that photo is his left hand and how long his not only fingers but his fingernails are. So I like that you captured them and pulled them in, sharpened into knives, which is kind of scary. He can just slice a little and have some dinner as a vampire. I think that the, of course, the rhyme, the A-B-A-B, is always spot on, and I like the details that you went here. But like I said, I love that you put pulled the butterflies into the scene for sure. I think you did a fantastic job with it, and I think we should see what Mr. Silk Black Rose thought of that. Silk?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this too, AP. To me, yeah, of course the title was awesome, and I loved your portrayal of the rogue because it's my favorite character in fantasy and Dungeons and Dragons, which I really dig. And a lot of other places, actually, always in literature or wherever, I always like the kind of good-natured rogue who kind of lives on both sides of the law or both sides of morality, and I think really capture that, especially Jeb just said with your ending, and I love your second stanza here, for he has a presence among his eyes dart while his muscles tightly bound, and upon the inky skies of eve rung with conquest, this eagle be crowned, which a rogue's always looking for his next big score, I guess, whether it be treasure or Lady's heart or what have it. And, I think you captured that very well. Awesome.
Thank you, Sil.
Fantastic comment. And Sky, will you comment, please?
Yes, I thought it was an excellent piece. And I loved how you kind of went with, like, a character, right, which I know Silk very much enjoys. I love the detail of the fingers. I thought that was really done. It was very gripping when, right, at the end, the fingers bent or elegantly long, getting a description right in there and then keeping that move throughout, especially down, but it was also a little playful down here, the trademark smile, why the darkness, it is seen as the night. I really liked that part. It was a little bit of sinister. Everyone likes a little smile with their darkness. So really well done.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Fantastic comment, everyone. And AP, I know you have to get a move on, but
I
appreciate you before you head out for your meeting.
Thank you.
And great poem, as always.
We'll talk soon. Yeah. Thank you.
We sure will.
And we'll catch up soon. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Silk. Have a good night. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, AP. Have a good night.
Okay. Now, let me see. All right. I am going to grab the link that – hold on. Kitty, move. My cat is jealous of all of you when I host, and he tortures me and jumps on my keyboard and on my lap. And anyway, now what I was trying to say before I was so rudely interrupted by Kitty Paws is that I'm going to grab the link that Kay sent. She and Stephen will not be able to call tonight, but I wanted to shout out for them to have a great night and tell them how much I appreciate that even though they couldn't call, they sent in the recordings. And there is Kay's. So if everyone would please click on that, I shall push her recording. And let me grab this call first. Might this be Infinite Destruction?
You are correct.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. And I've got one more line to open, okay. And I think it just might be Ms. Chaos. Chaos, is that you?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Very glad you're here.
Uh-oh, and we got chaos and destruction here.
We sure do. Pretty interesting thoughts there. So let's just keep them as profile names and try to avoid any chaos so that I can fit in all the poems. Ha, ha, ha. I had to run with that. Okay, so if everybody please click on Kay's poem, I'll push play. Aww. No. Here we go.
Animation of Suspended Earthenware by Kay. I will say, please be kind and leave in a comment, as this is a personal right. The hand cradle is like palming a baby in one cup, bloody in the charcoal etchings that stab and hushes. A dabbler of fuchsia on the cheek, don't let the mascara run. Buttons like pundits of sound in the pin. Cradle inches away, a knitted powder blue to swaddle. Does the flesh get pricked? Epidurals to sedative, going under to remove like a tooth extraction, while laying in afterbirth, dizzy in contention. As papier-mâché flesh wrinkles in the wash coat of matronly disguise. Yet, the dirt scarlets, soiled sheets, restrained girl, mitigations and reservoirs, hearing the baby in a biblical cord, purple-blue. How does baby get cradled? End poem.
Wow. Okay, I'm trying not to cry here. Especially with the ending question, how does the baby get cradled? Hearing the baby in a biblical cord, purple, blue. It's, wow. Animation of Suspended Earthenware. What a title. Wow. The hand cradles like palming a baby in one cup, blooding the charcoal etchings that stab and hushes. The thought of the etchings that stab, the stab is always such a painful thought, you know. Don't let the mascara run would indicate tears. You try not to cry because you don't want to mess up your makeup type of thing. A knitted powder blue to swaddle, thus the flesh get pricked. I to say that I am very, very struck by the sorrow, the pain, the ache, as papier-mâché flesh wrinkles in the wash coat of matronly disguise, that the metaphors here that are used to drive this poem are so, so powerful. And I don't know if she said it, but the quote was, now, she probably did, now the halls of your cathedral stand fallen to shadows. And like, with all the pain mentioned in this, it would be a wonder if the walls of the cathedral didn't fall, like tumbling down. I'm sorry for stuttering like this, but this is really, really an extremely powerful poem. And going under to remove like a tooth extraction, just the images are mind-numbing. And Kate, to sit down and put this to words is very brave. And even someone who doesn't maybe understand the full subject and how deeply this, why you mentioned in the beginning how deeply personal this was, it still hits like a brick. It's that powerful. I don't think I know what else to say other than the power of your pen is showing here, and I feel the need to say I'm sorry. And again, with everything that's going on, I appreciate that you took the time to not only write this but to record it. And I must say, talk about a strong woman for being able to read this for us and do it without bursting into tears. Amazing poem.
Yeah, I agree. It's just kind of a heart-wrenching poem. It was very, very moving, very, very hard-hitting, very somber piece. And she's saying that it was a personal piece too. It made it all the more impactful, especially where she said here, does flesh get pricked? The duels to sedative going under to remove like a tooth extraction while laying in afterbirth dizzying contention to paper mache flesh wrinkles in the wash coat of matronal disguise. And then that one line right here, yet the dirt scarlets is just wow. Yeah, this whole poem just, I think every line of it just really just hits so hard and just full of emotion. And yeah, just wow, I'm kind of lost for words other than that.
I can understand that for sure, yeah. Hatter, will you comment? Hatter, are you muted?
Did you say Hatter? Oh, yeah. Yes, I was. Yeah, sadness is definitely left on this page. It reminded me, I don't want to go into detail, but if you've ever heard Ashton Kutcher address Congress about children in the States, it reminded me of it. It's very moving, and I invite anybody to look that up. Ashton Kutcher addresses Congress. Yeah, definitely pulling at the strings of my heart. And you're right, just to be able to record that shows the strength of Kay. Beautifully done.
Chaos?
Does that mean I'm next? Oh, wow.
Chaos, can you comment?
Yeah, no, I don't think I can.
Okay, that's all right. I understand. Say hello to Sweet Pea. Hey, Sweet, welcome to the show. Really glad you're here.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Sweet.
Hey, darling.
Normally we just do the three comments, but this poem, I'm just so blown away. Sky, can you do one more comment for us?
Yes, I thought it was an excellent piece, excellently written, and definitely where you would say a hard one to write. I only could imagine being able to, you know, having to put this on the page, do an audio, which was incredible, by the way, and kind of put your truth out there. And the thing about these kind of rights is not everybody may understand what actually it would be like to go through such things. They definitely can feel it in the right. And those that have gone through this, I think it creates a connection and a bit of solace and understanding between the two. I thought it was incredibly brave to put this out there and definitely to put something out as truthful and as raw as this. Really well done.
Yeah, I totally agree. Thank you, Sky. Okay. Now, thank you, Kay. I appreciate it. And I hope you're feeling better soon. We miss you. And I would like to also say that I got a message earlier from Stephen, and he said before I push play that he would recommend that I mute everyone. So I am... my curiosity is bubbling over to see, but I am going to follow that recommendation. So just bear with me a minute while I mute all of us. There are a lot of people in the studio. Okay. I think I got everyone on mute. Double check. Okay, and I put his link on the board. If you go ahead and click on that, and I will push play, and we'll see what Stephen did here. Here we go.
She left a note. Here's dinner's in the oven.
By Stephen 76. Deep in dark alleys where both tears and fears are shed, thumping of the base cracks mortar and bricklayer's bed. Through window panes and air the foe face bids invite. Crucifix burns to unveil the villain's vile bite. Dirty and hairy bare feet sully the bed sheets. Elongated toenails rend box spring seats. Arms flail back and tongue flicks fangs to slay the slayer, so off wolf haunches sprang. But splintered lay the work in pale's rib cage, and true form revealed in whelp's dying rage.
Oh, you're so cool, Brewster.
End poem.
Well, for anyone who has not seen the movie that goes with the art that Stephen chose, those were actually clips of the actor, obviously where he pulled his title from as well. But I think it's very, very cool that he included those clips in there. The quote from Silk that he chose is, "Their sins come back to haunt from beyond the more murky tomb," which, okay, yeah, just absolutely, positively, without a doubt, went perfectly with that quote, with that art. And in all honesty, when I put that one on the board, because Stephen is our movie buff, movie trivia king, I would have been shocked had he not chose that art, just saying. But then to take the time to go and find the clip, too, was a nice touch. Let me see. Through window panes and air, the foe face bids invite. Crucifix burns to unveil the villain's vile bite. And you can see, I remember in the movie where they touched it there, and his blood-curdling voice is just, you got to give it to the kid at the time. It was an amazing performance, without a doubt. And Stephen, I think that your movie knowledge was shown in full living color with this one, especially, like I said, with those clips that you chose. You did fantastic. And one other thing, dirty and hairy bare feet sully the bed sheets, elongated toenails rend box spring seats. I can picture the nastiness of the creature vampire toenail image there, and it definitely adds to the poem. I think you did fantastic with this poem, with this prompt, and I appreciate you also for sending in the recording, even though you wouldn't be able to call tonight. You're both awesome, and I hope you're snuggled up listening. And after I get some comments for your poem, I will push the mortuary. But let me hand it over to Silk Black Rose. What you think?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. It had that dark feel. I'm not sure if I've seen this movie, although I saw Fright Nights in his tags down here, although I don't quite remember Fright Night being like this. So I haven't seen that since I was like, 8, 9? No, I really dug this. I like the darkness in it. Yeah, his wordplay. I love the last two stanzas too. The arms flow back and tongue flicks fangs to slay the slayer, so off wolf haunches spring. The splintered lathe work impales rib cage and true form revealed in Weld's dying rage. And yeah, that a little bit of cinematography sounds at the beginning and end I thought were really cool too. It really added to it. It was awesome.
Great comment. And you know, Silk Fright Night was remade, so I'm fairly sure that the clip and the art and the actor that I'm referring to was in the original version, and then there was a more recent one. I mean, not extremely recent, but compared to the first one, so that could be what it is. You maybe saw the second version of it rather than this one, and that's why you didn't recognize him, because that's exactly what he looked like in the movie there, other than the fact that it's got like a sort of a caricature feel to the picture. It was very, very wicked.
So that was the Fright Night. I think that actually had Jim Carrey in it, believe it or not, when he was like a teen.
Yeah? Huh. Because he does mention in the his notes that it's the 1985 version, but then in 2011 they redid it, and that could have been that had Colin Farrell as the neighbor. Okay, so why are we hearing me? Potter, can you mute yourself again and see if that's what it is?
Well, I'm thinking of a different movie, I think, actually now.
Okay. Why is that doing that? All right, wait a minute. Let me see. How about now? Okay, it is Hatter. You know, strange things happen sometimes when Wonderland goes to Oz, and I'm getting an echo from Hatter's phone. So I will leave it on mute for just a moment, and I will, let me see, Infinite Destruction. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, honestly, I love the, first and foremost, how much effort he put into the recording to start off with. Number two, I have not seen this movie, I believe. So I think maybe there are a few things that may get lost in translation. But I loved his adjectives, his imagery that he was able to create with these words. It still is pretty intense of a write, irregardless of having any background knowledge, but I really appreciate it. Definitely a lot of work went into this, and it was a great job. I like it.
Great comment.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you can tell I opened up Hatter's line again. Hatter, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me all right?
Can you mute it so that unmute when you need to talk? That way I'm not echoing in my own ear. I don't know why it's doing what it is.
I've been muted. I have been muted.
Okay, because I don't like muting you. Just do it for me.
Mute me anytime you need to.
Okay. All right, now,
before...
Okay, now that didn't help that time. What is going on? Does anybody else hear me repeating, or is it just me?
I can hear you.
I heard
a repeat when I spoke a minute ago, but I don't hear it now.
So we're repeating in our own ears is what it seems like. All right, let me see. Because for all I know, it could be my landline. So I will babble for a minute, and I will dial in on my cell phone and run the show from there and see if that makes any kind of difference, because I definitely have tried to read before on shows where I was echoing in my own ear, and it's really annoying to try and read when you're echoing. Let me try letting Hatter back in, too. So it's a, I don't understand. Let me see.
Okay, I muted my landline. Here I am, and I da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I do not hear myself echoing in my own ear. Thank goodness. Okay, so.
I sound much better now.
Cool. All right, so I'm glad. Thank you. So before we go to the next poem, I would I'd like to say that on Wednesday, that is Wednesday, right? Yes, on Wednesday at 7:30 at A Poetic Slice of Life, Kay and Stephen are featuring the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Predator, from 1987. And they have some awesome quotes to choose from, or you can write about the movie or the, a character, that, you know, that type of thing, anything Predator-related or anything that one of those quotes lead you to is what they'd be looking for. And he's also got some pretty cool gifts on the board. So like with the laser, that three dot red laser thing, and one of the predators making a stance right before he fights. So it should be an awesome show. It's actually one of the things I was working on before we went live tonight. And I will see you guys there on Wednesday, and thank you again for making those recordings. And I want to get mine over with, so if you guys click on that link, I will read it. And what I did was, because it's the Gemini in me, but I have a really hard time trying to pick one in most cases. So I just went with every single one that talked to me, and I sat there and read them a couple of times, and then they led me to the poem that I'm about to read as soon as I put the link back on the board. Okay. If you see the link, I'm going to dig in. This is called As Scorn Reawakens the Silent Beast Inside. And here we go. My pulse races from the pictures flashing in my brain, with snapshots showing you lie to me as you play me, and you wrapping my bleeding songs in icy black arias to rebuild the crumbled towers of my shaken insanity. Ebony shrouds block the glow from the full-blood moon shining over the silk petals of the blooming black rose, marked in blood spray that lures the butterflies like dew. Now the halls of your cathedral stand fallen to shadows. The shadow creatures stroll, spreading stench perfume as the clouds eclipse the crimson light from the sky. So no moon shines to guide the steps of a silent rogue, wearing the smile of the Casanova as you wink your eye. Lick my lips as I spot you walk into the dark park. Then the spice scent of heated flesh steals my breath, and the bitter dust dissolves around fangs that seek warmth with the flavor of vengeful death, stalk you like prey, then pierce your skin with my teeth, ripping it to shreds, gnawing the chunks of raw meat. Smoke hangs, an air woven through scented mist, mixing with the blood cologne that smells so sweet. Red droplet graffiti dots the black roses and your skull too, leaving platelet nectar for my immortal monarch butterflies, sipping the clear, clotting fountain of youth pooling at my feet, as blood-sucking maggots in the sockets dine on your eyes. End poem. And I also tied in the quote from the play, The Morning Bride, in 1697. And that quote is, heaven has no rage like love to hatred turned, nor hell a fury like a woman scorned. Silk.
Yeah, that's why I love this whole piece. Deb, to me, I like, well, first of all, I loved your image, too, because I always like when you write like this, because you're really good at doing the kind of beautiful and dark both together, or, you know, or the grotesque and beautiful, I guess, too, or both kind of contrasting side by side. And I'm trying to pick a favorite stanza, but it's very hard because this read so well. I guess I like the second to last one. If I had to pick one, the stalk you like the prey, then pierce your skin with my teeth, ripping it to shreds, gnawing the chunks of raw meat, smoke hangs in the air, woven through scented mist, mixing with the blood, cologne that smells so sweet. It was, I like the primal kind of vampire sense there you wove into it. And, yeah, the whole piece. And, yeah, of course I like that poem. I agree, yeah, if you ever really, really pissed off a woman, you'd agree too. But I really dig it.
Thank you so much. And, gosh, I hate doing this. Where is my studio?
I can totally do it. Chaos. Destruction. What do you think?
Go ahead.
Were you talking to me?
Yeah, what did you think about that poem?
I love it. I think that it is just a wonderful mixture of both of you guys, the way that your words just, I just commented on the poem, and I just said, I said just a beautiful dance of each poet's words. And it really is. I think that they just mix together beautifully. I love how you included your butterflies and, you know, he usually has a vampire element. But then that's such an unusual combination, but it worked so well. And I really, really enjoyed this.
Thanks a lot, Cass. I like to include the butterflies when I do the vampire rites because I had my socks blown off, and I am absolutely fascinated by the fact that if they can't find nutrition somewhere else, they'll look for human tears or blood. So in essence, kind of think that makes a butterfly a vampire, you know? And
right,
shoot, my whole life,
taking the nectar out of the flowers. Yeah.
So for my whole life, I had no idea that a butterfly would drink blood, but I guess you just never know where you might find a vampire, right? But thank you.
Hey,
very
I tell
much.
People all the time, butterflies are dangerous creatures.
They are, yeah, and especially the monarchs, because their colors alone stand for warning and. They eat milkweed, which is poison to us, so that, you know, they're a lot more badass than most people think. Anyway, thank you for the comment.
Yeah, and we butterflies got to stick together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Hatter, and also Deb, you need to send me the new password to the studio. Thanks. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, you know, Hey Man allows us to find the darkness in all of us when we pay tribute to or comment on his work like no other poet I know, and appreciate that. What you were saying too, the gif you have there, the moving picture, they're just blood-sucking gnats, aren't they? Butterfuck. No, Deb, this is very well, very well done. You say everything I can think of trying to appreciate K-Man, Silk. I enjoyed it very much. So much to say about it. I could read so many lines. What was the one? Mixing the blood cologne that smells too so sweet. darkness. Thank you, Deborah.
Awesome comment. And I appreciate that. And that's good. Let's move to
But wait a minute, what about mine?
I'm here, Deb.
Please do.
I was being polite and going last, but I do want to, I'll be quick. I really thought it was a brilliant. I love the darkness that you brought in it. I'm really struggling with words today, so please be patient with me. But the way that you, the wrapping of my breathing songs and icy black arias, rebuild the crumbling towers of the shaken in. I loved how you used the quotes in this. I thought it was really well done. I thought it created an edge and a tone that I guess wouldn't be replicated without those little bits of, I would dare say, dialogue. But I thought that was really creepy, a wonderful touch. And I love when you tell me bedtime stories that make me want to have nightmares. Excellent.
I'm sorry, Sky. And in my defense, this time I didn't know you would be here, so the maggots were just an extra headed bonus.
You knew.
Oh my goodness.
Subconsciously, you knew.
Well, you're on a different ship, so I guess I must have somehow telepathically or something. And I did send the, I texted you the password. And Wayne, you're the next reader. If you wanted to comment first, or just dive into. Oh, you don't have to read. I have your recording,
yeah.
But.
Yeah, I think you did a wonderful job of putting these phrases together. You're a master at tying these phrases together in the last couple of months or so. Your lines are a little longer than the number are, but you read it so smoothly, it seemed like it was original instead of having to copy all the lines. Great job with this, and I like the way it came out. You did wonderful.
Thank you so much, Wayne. I appreciate that very much.
And this is one.
No, I was just going to say, I really have fun taking pieces and blending them. But did you want to say something about your poem?
Yeah, I was just going to say, my poem is not very cheery tonight, so hope you all bear with it. But I kind of enjoy writing it, but it's kind of depressing. But yeah, I like the poem the way it came out.
Well, it doesn't have to be cheery. It just has to be where your muse sends you so that I don't ever want anybody to fight their muse. You know, I want you to go where it takes you. Now, click on that, and I'm going to push play, and let's see what Wayne made for us today.
This is called Woke Up Dead. Ebony darkness danced about my head as I strolled across the land of dead. Above the fatal fall, the moon was full, air was still, although damp and cool. The aroma was sharp as I waded in mud, the sweet and arsy smell of blood drove all wonders of the moonlight forest from my head, leaving just the thought of me being dead. With only comfort, my hat and cane, I walk with dead in misty rain. No time to rest beneath the tree, keep up my search till I am free. It wasn't a dream, remember I died, fought to live, but to no avail I tried. Will roam amongst the dead, I shall, to escape this place, I don't know how. Crystal moon, my only lamp, I do not want to live in this camp. My spirit weak and growing cold, and story has ended, I am told. And?
Wow. That was awesome. The aroma, sharp as I wade in mud, the sweet and acrid smell of blood drove all wonders of the moonlit forest from my head, leaving just the thought of me being dead. That is a creepy, creepy thought. And like one of the worst kind of nightmares too, because usually, well, leads me back to your title, Woke Up Dead, because if you woke up, then you know, obviously, you didn't die in your dream. Because, I mean, how could we prove it? Because they say that if you dream, you die in your dream, you die. But normally, just as you're about to, you get pulled out of the nightmare. So who can prove it? How can they tell us that, you know? And there was something about that, leaving just the thought of me being dead. It's where it took me, like, how do you know? And then towards the end there, it wasn't a dream. Remember, I died, fought to live, but to no avail I tried. Will roam amongst the dead, I shall, to escape this place. I don't know how. I think that you did a great job with it, Wayne. I think that it was playful but scary too, which is a really cool combo. And although I already mentioned it, I thought that the title, it's one of those titles, Woke Up Dead. Somebody sees that title and they're going to have to click on and find out what you were talking about. Usually it's that your one chance to pull in readers, and I think that was a clever way to do it, Woke Up Dead. So it would have pulled me in to find out how and why and what happened and all. So, and then your recording was great, as always. Appreciate it, Wayne.
Thank you. It was becoming.
Silk.
Yeah, I really love this, Wayne. And I've always enjoyed your poetry since I first heard you. And I like how you do your presentation now with the music. And I've been kind of get jealous. I don't have the willpower, ambition to start putting music and stuff to mine. But when I read one, I usually just am happy that it doesn't have a bunch of background noise. But I really enjoyed it. I thought you really captured the when I wrote the poem that was for that quote. I was actually really inspired about I had finally gotten around to reading some Anne Rice, a couple of her books, and I was really taken with the way she can describe the world through the eyes of vampires, and just the way she writes about everything. It's just so descriptive in a very specific and beautiful way, I found, and I was really inspired by that for a while, and I still am. I really enjoy her view on the world, and I think you captured the same thing I was seeing when I wrote the same poem that this quote was from, and I really enjoyed it all the way through. It did. It had that kind of like Deb was saying, it kind of had a dark, almost dreamlike quality to it. And yeah, the whole waking up dead thing was really cool concept too. I mean. I really enjoyed it. It was a great piece.
Thanks, Silk. Great comment.
Awesome comment. And my sweet, can you comment for Wayne before you read?
Yes, I will. First off, I love Wayne. that whole thing with, I'm going to go right back to what Deb was saying, that whole waking up dead, it scares me more than anything, because I don't want to wake up dead, but then again, I don't not ever not want to wake up, so I don't know what my choices are. And you make it sound so scary, because if we're dead, do we never wake up, or if we're dead, are we waking up, or are we already dead? And I've already woken up, and this is dead. I don't know when. You always do this to me. With the only comfort my hat and cane, I'll walk with my dead in my misty rain. No time to rest beneath the tree. Keep up the search till I'm free.
Yeah,
free from what? Free from what? Is something chasing me? Is it okay? Is it not okay? Now I'm not going to be able to go to sleep, because if I'm not asleep, then I can't wake up. So there's where I'm at. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Great comment. Great comment. Thank you, sweet.
You're welcome. So I used two quotes. And they are, "Now the halls of the cathedral stand all in great shadows, and no moon shines to guide the steps of a silent road." And this is, "If I Call Your Name," or "The Death of the Red Queen." The arsenic taste of the air on her tongue warmed her chilled bones. Amadeus leaned into her, his old eyes glowing with rubies. He lifted his leg and properly pissed on the door of the old black man for his home. Sweet walked in the grand hall, and she prayed to the manor sisters and all the languages of the ancients before the plight of the righteous, drenched bloodlines of their Ciconian, passed through the spell of the butchery. Sweet was wounded, and Amadeus too. He came to die. Memories of her dance across the great heart, all played in her heart. The perfect dress, weapons at rest, first kiss, a black rose. A wolf, a bird, a vampire, they warned. No one knew what, where, but Sweet knew who he was. He whispered his name. In danger, fear, romance, or friend, always black rose lay on her bed. He crawled through the catacombs and shadows of a manor that once stood a symbol of strength, so she could lay in the ashes of a black roses where Sweet knew she would take her last breath. I wonder, I whisper your name, would you come see me again? Would you hold my hand so I don't lie alone? Stroke my bar, my darling black rose. Bring me my final black rose. Soaked down Sweet with Amadeus. Both bodies cold by the truth. As a fire to keep them warm, this red queen lying dead in a silent road roared in the street of a moonlight green glow.
Well, right? And you got to love the fact that Amadeus leaned into her, his old eyes glowing with relief. He lifted his leg and properly pissed on the doors of old black manor. I had to mute myself there. You go, Amadeus. Sweet walked into the grand hall, and she prayed to the manor history and all the languages of the ancient before the plates of righteousness drenched bloodlines and the draconian and cast the spells, queens of witchery. Now, I thought that was really cool. I like how you mix the sultry tones in your voice with unexpected stuff like Amadeus and his lifted leg there. I wondered if I whispered your name, would you come to see me again? Sometimes I'm so amazed between the approach you take to stuff. And again, I'll say, and Amadeus, I would have never, ever expected him to make it into a poem tonight. But you did it so, cleverly. And like, I'm surprised when you said his name more than once that he wasn't making some kind of noise for us in the background. I like the ending there. He soaked down Sweet next to Amadeus, both bodies cold by the hearth, if the fire could keep them warm, his red queen lying dead and a silent rogue roared in the steam of moonbeam glow. Such a clever, clever take on the prompts, on the art, on the Amadeus angle. And I know that catacombs is one of the aspects that silk uses. So I like that you pulled that in too. It shows that you're a fan of his poetry and that, you know, you've done some reading and like the manner. All these little nuances that are that go perfectly with the poem, but they also are little nods to silk himself. So quite the clever piece, my dear.
Thank you.
Silk, what you think?
Yeah, I totally love this. And yeah, this was fun. I love the whole role play, and I love when we do these little rides back and forth of when we used to role play in the manor back then, and that was totally awesome. I don't think the Red Queen's actually dead, though. We'll have to see. I might have to try to come up with another poem back and forth here. I love the whole thing with the way I play my character as a wolf sometimes curled up on the floor there, and with Amadeus too, and this just has such a dark romantic quality about it all the way through, and yeah, the Amadeus pissing on the wall there, that was great too. What else here was there? I like the second sentence. We walked into the grand hall and she prayed the men of history and languages of the ancients before the plights of righteousness, drenched bloodlines of the draconian caste and spells, queens of witchery. All the way through, this was beautiful. It was dark. And it had that darkly romantic, gothic romantic quality that I really enjoy. Very well done.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to enjoy.
Awesome comment. And Infinite Destruction, you want to comment for Sweet?
Yeah, most definitely. I'd love to. For number one, I'd love to say that I just enjoy the imagery, the words used, but I'd like to call out this one spot. Well, let me see if I can find it again. She crawled through the catacombs in the shadows of a manor that once stood as a symbol of strength so she could lay in the ashes of black roses where Sweet knew she would take her last breath. Just that little part right there is kind of like romantically sacrificing yourself to the monster. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's kind of like if basically there's a vampire and you're crawling through there hoping to catch the vampire's attention and, I mean, maybe be consumed by him, but it's okay because that's, you know, that's a simple price to pay in order to gain the you know, ecstasy of that short window of meeting that vampire. I don't know if what I'm saying makes any sense, but that's something I pulled from there, and I thought it was a pretty deep concept.
I like it. It's exactly what I was trying to say.
Fantastic comment. And Sky, before you read for Angel, will you comment for Sweet?
That's Sweet. I think all those Dungeons and Dragons shows are paying off for you there, darling. This was like
awesome.
This is like a wonderful character storyline, right? I think maybe a little bit of RPG. I can tell why you Deb was barely even done saying thank you before Silk was chiming in with excitement, because it definitely was right up his alley. I love how you made Silk the bard, and you've got this darkness, and you've got like this, you're my last black, the final black rose, and it goes all into the sense. Of course, my favorite part was definitely when you brought in the draconian bloodline and you brought in a little bit of D&D in there, which I thought was cool. And also bringing in your own character with your pup and you and Silk and another story for the book. Really well done.
Thank you.
Great comment. And hold that thought for just a moment. Sweet, I'm not sure how long you're staying, so you want to tell us what's happening Thursday?
Oh, yes, Thursday night. We are into Suspicious Mind. That is the theme of Thursday's show. Are you a suspicious person? Is someone always, you know, doing something wrong? Yes, those whispers are about you. Those glances, yes, they are pointing at you. So
So if you have one of those suspicious minds, yes, your neighbor down the hall is a serial killer. Don't doubt it. Look into it. Maybe your skin will be on his next chair. So, yeah, let's talk suspicion. That's what I want to know about. That's what I'm thinking about. So that's what we're into next on Thursday. Just suspicious people. Are you one or do you desire to be one? So that's what it's all about.
Sound awesome. And Sky, would you like to tell us what's happening on your show before you breathe?
Yeah, I have two shows this week, and I do apologize for the lateness of one of them coming up. But Tuesday, it's on 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're talking stars. Of course, I have the Sea of Stars. I have a video, very short, like 2 minutes. It's just a cool place. And then the other one's a little longer, just so you can see the beautiful sights of the Sea of Stars. But it is open. You could write to anything about stars or bring a pre-write about stars. I just thought it was a really cool place, and I kind of wanted to visit it. So take me there tomorrow, 8 p.m. on Female Voices. On Thursday, I'm on at 8 p.m. again on Poetic Slice, and we are celebrating Star Wars Rogue One since it is May, and that's on at 8 also. Write to any theme, scenes, characters, and or quotes. Quotes can go anywhere you want, even if off-topic from the topic itself. That's it. I feel.
All right. Thank you very much, and show us what Angel brought, please.
Thank you. This is Incubus by Heavenly Angel. Smoke hangs and air woven through scented mist and whispers of the silken, soft shadows of the night. Strawberry moon radiating straws of red licorice. Breath is caught upon the sigh of surrender. My incubus and home. And she wrote to the quote, smoke hangs in the air woven through scented mist. Hi.
Sorry about that. I couldn't find the mute button. I was trying to, I didn't realize that Infinite had a time constraint. I'm trying to get him to call back, and I'll call back. I can put you on next. I'm sending that to him. Maybe I can catch him before he leaves. Back to Angel's poem. Sorry about that. And great read, Sky. And this was a brevity, but the descriptions were great. Like she tied in she opened it up with his quote, smoke hangs in the air woven through scented mist and whispers of the silken soft shadows of the night. I like that she tied those together and that she used the whispers of the silken as like a little nod to Silk himself. I think it's really cool the way everyone approaches these and finds a way to not only pay tribute to the quote that they choose, but also to the poet that they're writing for. I thought that this was a very clever brevity. And as usual, it's almost always when we get to a poem that Angel brought that it also has a medal or two attached to it, and this is a gold medal brevity. So great share, Angel, and again, thank you for reading it, Sky. And Silk, what do you think?
Yeah, this was a lovely brevity. I thought she and Angel usually writes such like light romantic things that she actually went just slightly dark with this, and I thought she did it very well. And I love the strawberry moon radiating straws of red licorice. Breath is caught upon a sigh of surrender. My incubus. And I always like writing about incubus and succubus too. That's always a fun topic, I guess. Yeah, I really dug it. It was dark and romantic, and had that goth quality. I liked it.
Great comment. And
and we don't get our cash tips. We get those. We split them. But the actual tips left on by debit cards and stuff, we don't get those till payday.
Yeah.
Which is on the
19th. Did I miss something? God damn it.
Okay. Sky, will you read? I mean, will you comment before you go, please? She already had to go. Okay. Infinite, did you dial back in time to hear that poem or no?
Unfortunately, I only caught a portion of it.
That's okay. All right, let me just get one more comment for that, and then we'll do your poem. Wayne, will you comment for Angel?
Well, I'd love to, but the poem wasn't on the board on topic, but I couldn't read it. The poem is went long, so I don't want to comment on something I can't read. I didn't read along with it, so... Did you post it back up so I could comment on it? Did you want to comment?
I sure will.
I didn't get a chance to read it.
That's okay. Either I forgot to put it up there or it got buried because there's some conversation. But there it is on the board. And if you guys would
Thank
just you. Go ahead and write the comments. And if you will also click on the link for Infinite Destruction, I shall push his recording because he's got to go too. Okay, here we go.
Through blood-red eyes, the curse of Lupin set to meldeth into my sinew. Yet once more 'twas bound to stain the midnight dew. Resistance is perpetual futility. Consciousness bid thee adieu. For a man to predator of man frail prey is what I felt I fell into. 5 more moments. Till the abomination performed another encore. Cigar burning tobacco smoke into the air stings my eyes, addiction, chore. 1 moment taken to whisper humanity into my soul. Oh, return, I implore. The next 4 counting seconds, the ticks be coming, drumming just me for. Fractures of consciousness, also bones, snapping and cracking, ill breath of screams, agony unchecked, unfettered, gut-wrenching, final sounds and rumors, drowning and roaring, so freeing from mountain monster, another became and I was undone. Swabbing, the curse of Lupin melted into my sinew. Yet once more shall be staining the midnight dew. A look into the sky, one last time before I must bid thee adieu. Thou art prey to what I've become. With sorrow and rage, I adore you.
Well, you know, I have to say, I think that was the most dramatic, theatrical read I've heard you do. That voice you used was chill bump worthy. And there was just, like, between your voice and the words and the effect that you got listening to you, this was like a total package. It was like a little mini, you know, it could have been a narration for like a film or something is how it hit me. I thought you did a really great job. And I like how it starts out with the details, the curse of the lupine set to the medlet into my sinew. Yet once more, 'twas bound to stain the midnight dew. I thought that was a great rhyme, but it set the tone perfectly to go with the art. And then ties in with his quote really well. I don't know if you said it, but blood, the spray of sweet vermilion teeth glitter in the sable smile while flesh rips. So, like, there was drama in the quote. There's definite drama in that blood red art. And then you just knocked it out of the park with your read. Like I said, such a theatrical job you did with this. It's like, yeah, I just saw Sweet putting on the board, standing ovation, bravo. I agree. You know, it's like you just, it was definitely like cinematic, like you just got us ready for the start of the horror movie. And I think you did a fantastic job. And because Sweet put that on the board, I thought I would do this for just a moment. Give you that standing ovation. But yeah, I think that you did a spectacular job, and it's good to have you back. Silk, what you think?
I can find my mute button. No, I really dug this. To me, I thought your flow of the poem and your reading, it kind of struck me as both gaining slowly, like that slow buildup of power in both there, and it was a great performance, I thought. It also reminded me of like you said, the Curse of Lupine, like a werewolf slowly transforming from man to wolf. It had that kind of power, you know, like slowly the more monster or beast slowly taking over as went on from line to line, and it's really what I liked. And I liked your second stanza there too. It had a lot of different imagery, especially the cigar burning tobacco smoke into the air stings my eyes, addiction chore one moment taken to whisper humanity into my soul. Oh, return, I implore. The next four counting seconds, the ticks becoming drumming just before. And then, yeah, you had the werewolf transforming. And I thought you just really did great with the whole performance and just capturing just everything about the transformation of a werewolf, which I really dug. Great piece.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Great comment, Silk. And Chaos, you're the next reader, so will you comment for Infinite first, please?
I am ultimately sad right now because I heard nothing of the reading. I did not get to hear it at all. I got like some crackles and pops. So I have just been told that I missed one of his best reads ever. And yeah. And I'm a huge fan of his reads anyway, and I missed it. But from reading it.
Play it again.
I can do that.
Play it again.
I can do. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Play it again.
Through blood red eyes. The curse of Lupin set to meld it into my sinew. Yet
yeah,
once
no.
more
I'm
'twas bound
it.
To stain the midnight.
Oh, damn it.
Might as well not waste time.
Resistance is perpetual
all
futility.
All right, you can't hear it.
Maybe you'll be able to listen to it on the recording. That's a shame. I wonder why you can't hear it.
I don't know, but it's like a whisper thousands of miles away.
Oh, that's a shame. But, yeah, it's definitely. It was very theatrical, one of his best reads. So when it's over, I'll put the thing on the board.
What's it on? YouTube, SoundCloud?
It was actually an MP3 he sent me directly.
All right.
You know what?
I'll go to him and get it.
Okay.
But I'll just comment on the poem itself because the poem is awesome. My favorite part, directly to speed things along here, is because I know you have a lot of poems tonight, is not only the bones. I'm a huge fan of werewolf lore. But not only is it the cracking and the snapping of the bones or the actual physical change, but it is the mental change, the fractures of the consciousness. We put in not just the physical change of the man to wolf under the full moon, but also the consciousness
and the mental change that's going through and the fighting of the change. And I absolutely love that. Love it. So,
fantastic.
Great job.
Comment. And I'm glad you were able to call back so we could play that recording. And future, if you just give me a heads up at the beginning that whenever you're on a time crunch, I'll try to get the poem in as quick as I can because I have a schedule and I try to get the people in a hurry first and then go from there. So just for next time. But excellent poem.
Yes.
Again, I say I'm glad you're back. And Ms. Kaya.
Oh, my God, I loved it.
No, go ahead, sweet.
No, I just have to say I absolutely loved this poem. Loved it. Top 10.
Well,
except why I top 10.
Well, I don't know about him, but I was pretty sure that it was high up on your list when you kept saying, "Play it again, play it again, play it again." that was a little bit of a hint that you really liked the poem. Just saying, but no, it
and I'm usually not like that. Just so you know, I'm not usually at all that forceful.
Thank
y'all so much.
Yes,
that was
awesome. Is the truth.
I love that.
Play it again, play it again, play it again.
I'm like, no.
I will have to
get with Wade and have him play that again. So, or play it for me. So,
but
yes, you will.
It is that amazing.
Yeah, no, it was really good. So I hope you do get to hear it. But in the meantime, sad news for you because not only did you miss the recording, but you get to read after him. It's your turn.
Okay, well, mine is near as good, so we'll just go with it anyway.
I doubt that's true, but okay, let's do
I'm gonna go with my inspirations down here because I actually have three different things going on. I had my quote from Silk Black Rose, which was, wrapping my bleeding songs in icy black arias to rebuild the crumbled towers of my shaken insanity, which I love that quote. Wonderful job there. The art from Fine Art America. And a song called Tower by Avatar, which anybody, I don't know if y'all know it, but for like 3 years now, I've been obsessed with that band. So I've got called Waltzing Within Stone Walls. I light the candles on each winding step towards your lonely room. There you wait for me, your immortal groom. I built your tower. I keep you safe. I keep you evermore. My heart forever quickens each time I unlock your door. I hum a tune as I approach and watch your peaceful sleep, admiring the beauty of the doll that is mine to always keep. My song becomes a lullaby inspired by your sight, a song as sweet as the view I watch till morning bright. As the sun breaks the dark from your slumber, you awaken. The crystalline beauty of your eyes strike, and my entire presence is shaken. I pick your dress of satin and lace and go to bring us tea. I return to see your elegance and keep you company. Throughout our day, we laugh and talk as hours waste away. My glorious companion forever here to keep my loneliness at bay. Night again begins to fall. I ask you for a dance. Hum a song for a walk. For day, last graceful question. Ian.
See, I told you that statement wasn't true. That was fantastic, and I thought that your read was really great. I like how it was sort of really lyrical. I light the candles of each winding step towards your lonely room. There, you wait for me always. Your immortal groom. I liked the way you set the tone there, and then you take us on the journey with stuff like where's that my song becomes a lullaby inspired by your sight, a song as sweet as the view I watch till morning's light. I thought your rhyme was great. I thought your details were awesome. Down towards the end, third to the last, I pick your dress of satin and lace and go to bring us tea. I return to see your elegance and keep you company. I really, really enjoyed this one. And you had a you had a carefreeness in your tone as you read, like full comfort, which was really nice. You were relaxed, and it just, I thought the read was great. Throughout our day, we laugh and talk as hours waste away. My glorious companion, forever here to keep my loneliness at bay. Okay, I think that this is actually one of my favorites of yours. I think you did a fantastic job with it, with the read, with the write, with the quote, and even tying in the song. So, yeah, bravo to you, too. What do you think?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this, too. I'll have to go listen to the song. I don't think I've actually heard that song, but the poem is beautiful. That inspired here, and I like the, just the touch of longing at the beginning, but then, yeah, you came down here into the companionship of two people here, and I thought you broke that out beautifully, especially the, as the sun breaks the dark from your slumber, you awaken, the crystalline beauty of your eyes strike, and my entire presence is shaken. I thought that was a great line, and then I pick your dress of satin and lace and go to bring us tea. I return to see your elegance and keep you company, and then tied in with the lines that Deb just said, be my glorious companion forever here to keep my loneliness at bay. I thought that was a lovely way to tie that together. It was just a wonderful piece and a great read.
Thank you.
Awesome. And Hatter, you are the next reader, so would you like to comment for Chaos first?
Yeah, of course. I can't believe I've got Virgin Lines to comment on. I hum a tune as I approach and watch your peaceful sleep, admiring the beauty of the doll that is mine to always keep. My song becomes a lullaby, inspired by your sight, a song so as sweet as the view I watch till morning light. Yeah, Chaos, man. Solid, just freaking spot on. I love the cadence. Cadence is perfect. You and I agree with Deborah about the confidence in the and the comfort in your voice when you read it. It was very good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Welcome. Comment, Hatter.
I think I've been living in this creepy tower for too long.
Awesome. All right. Well, Mr. Hatter, it's your turn to read, big brother.
Okay. I tried and tried. I struggled with the pictures. I had two of them fail. So I resorted back to a poem I wrote for you. I don't know how long ago it was, but it's one of my favorite. I added it into my collection for the book. It's called A Prince of the Dark Matter. And for those that don't know what he looks like, that's a picture of K-Man right there. Everybody got it? It goes like this. Remembering those that know the place where others fail to see, wielding a sword that writes in rhyme and dark-ridden poetry. Whispers in verse he carries the curse and shares it quite willingly. A single red rose he lays down for those to show us where he's been. Beware of the place where you cannot see his face. It will keep your soul, my friend. Before I turn to depart, I leave this note in the dark, hoping that he will see that this Hatter is smart and rarely enters the dark, because sometimes you scare the hell out of me. To my friend K-Man, thank you.
You know, when I was putting it on the board, Heather, I remember that it was in the book, and you even dedicated it to him in the book too, if I remember correctly. But you sounded very relaxed too. Sounds like you're having a good time down there in Oz. Great share. And
yep.
Sophie, what you think?
Yeah, I remember this, and this is great. I loved hearing to hear it again. I love the whole part about the wielding a sword that writes in rhyme and dark ridden poetry, actually I've written a lot of rhyme lately. I need to get back to rhyming a little bit. My muse is upset with me, and she isn't talking to me much because I haven't been letting her rhyme. But I love this all the way through. The before I turned it apart, I leave this note in the dark, hoping that he will see. And very touched by this. And this lovely poem, always love your writing, Hatter.
Anytime, K-Man.
Awesome comment. And my sweet, you want to comment for Hatter?
Well, I also want to comment a little bit for Chaos, just an FYI. She wrote a very dark poem about my very favorite castle. If she does not know, that is the castle that, and I don't know if she'll get a kick out of this or not, that is New Schweinstein, and that is the castle of dreams that Cinderella Castle was made after in Disney World. So I really like that because I like the irony of her poem and that castle. Anyway, back to my lovely Hatter, who, of course, writes the most lovely poems. And I love the rhyme, and I love his, you know, what he says about silk. Because I think everything in it is true. Every single word. Silky. I think Silky, I think you need to keep an eye on him.
Awesome comment, and just a rundown. We are already past an hour and a half. Tonight is flying by. The poems have been incredible, and we are down to the last three, two of which are recorded and one is not. So let's get them going. I put all three on. If you would just. We'll click on them in order. So if you would click on the poem by Pee Wee, we'll go to that one next. And, wow, well, he listed all the quotes at the bottom. And he wrote 2, 1, 3, 4, and 5. And I will push play so that he can read for us. And here it comes.
Hand of Vengeful Death. Blooms the 33rd of June is the bloodshot moon. In general, she's quite ephemeral to be leaving soon. Out in the silvery tides of midnight skies, she waltzes alone. On seas of vicious dreams unseen, could fill a tone. Running moonlit rows, the silver glow, slinking out of sight. Haziness of fog cast onto the bog, in silvery lunar light. Walls all now have fallen in halls of a shadowy cathedral. Through shifts and means, lame schemes are quite cerebral. Alone with bones and a tone to a tone, self-made undertaker. Through the rising moon that's coming soon, anointed savior. Some came before, they'd be no more, her face sad of doom. Thought they got off, but their sins will haunt. Beyond murky tomb. Bitter dust dissolves, her fangs absolve another to his fate. another on her quest, and he the vengeful death, looking to see.
Awesome. Wow. I liked it, the title a lot, Hand of Vengeable Death. Really, really cool title. And Blooms, the 33rd of June meets Bloodshot Moon. Bloodshot, that's a pretty clever metaphor there. Not the blood moon, but the bloodshot moon, you know, like bloodshot eye. So I thought that was pretty clever. I don't know that I've seen the moon described as bloodshot before, so that was really awesome. And down a little further, running moonlit rose with silver glow, slinking out of sight, haziness of fog cast onto the fog in silvery lunar light. Really great rhyme going on there, lyrical rhyme. And walls all now have fallen in halls of the shadowy cathedral. Through sinister means, laying schemes are quite cerebral. I thought that the rhyme scheme here is really, really clever. And I don't know if I've ever heard cathedral and cerebral rhyme together before, but it worked amazingly. And at the end, bitter dust dissolves, her fangs absolve another to his fate, another on her quest, hand vengeful death, looking to sate. But I like that. There was something... There was like a spookiness to the way the rhyme read out. I think that between the recording and the clever metaphors throughout this, that it came out excellent. And I mean, the quotes that were pulled from Silk's poem, tone, and let me tell you, everybody really stepped up to the tone. I mean, and we had a great variety, including Pee-wee's, and like, he's getting to be a master at making the recordings and stuff too. And I just saw you out there, Pee-wee. I appreciate your constant participation. We all do. It's the support of you and everyone here and the callers and writers that make these shows so incredible. So thank you again. And Silk, what do you think of this awesome poem?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this, and I love how it was from a female vampire, and I always dig a female vampire. Like at the end here, he's talking about some came before, they be no more, her face, that of doom. Thought they got off, but their sins will haunt. Dissolves, her fangs absolve, another to his fates, another on her quest, and vengeful death, looking to sate. And I really like that. That really kind of like dark little twist at the end, and then and you took the two stanzas I like most, but those two, or the last two, are equally as good, I thought. And yeah, you're right. His reading was very well done. I really dug the whole piece, and I've liked a few. I want to think this may be the fourth or fifth poem of his I've read, but I've liked all of his poetry so far that I've seen, and it's really great.
Awesome comment. Thank you so much. And Hatter, what do you think? Hatter?
I'm sorry. I had to move from where I was. You have to pass me this time. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Chaos, can you comment?
Sure. Again, I have trouble with hearing all of that recording. I heard more of it, but still some strange sounds in there. I think my phone may be possessed. but I am reading along, so which is for me this time around, I guess you would call it, because you know. Way back when I was on the shows, I always forgot to read along. But the second stanza really stands out for me. But I guess out in the silvery tides of midnight sky, she watches alone on seas of vicious dreams unseen could fill its home. Of course, I had waltzes in my poems. I have waltzes in a lot of my poems. I have an obsession with 3/4 time. I love waltzes. Anyway, I also love to waltz alone. So, anyway, pardon my insanity. I really, really enjoyed this piece, even though I could not hear it. I wish I could. There is a SoundCloud link, so I will go back and listen to it. This rhyme scheme here is brilliant. I'm not really good at actual complicated schemes, things, and this is awesome. So, great job.
Comment. Thank you so much. And we got two more to go. I put the link. Let me move it back down again. Hello out there, Angel. If you click on Jenny's piece, I will read for her. And she wrote to Silk's comment, wrapping my bleeding songs in icy black areas to rebuild the crumbled towers of my shaken insanity, which seems to be a very popular quote tonight. And, okay, this is called A Vampire's Kiss by Jenny the Deep. Here we go. Come hither, thy won't bite. Kiss me, sweet man, don't fight. Taste these tempting, luscious, ruby-stained lips. Close their eyes, don't peek. Just listen as I speak. Thou heart beats so rapidly, it sends jolts of sensation up my spine. Just one taste, you can be so kind? Sorry about that. Yes, that's it, my love. Easy. Breathe nice and slow. Hypnotized, intoxicated by thy scent. Thou like how I take control? My fangs extended while I licked my lips, then fell upon thou of savage appetite. Bring my bleeding songs and icy black areas to rebuild the crumbled towers of my shaken insanity. I nibble, no longer can fight. Thou want more of my kisses upon thee neck? As you please, my love. Thou love, feel my satin, scarlet, silky red lips. Very slowly, caressing tenderly, my tongue glides up and down thy neck. Thou melts to thy knees. Arousal takes over. All it takes is one intoxicating bite. Thou forgets where thine is at, closing thy eyes, enjoying the pleasure. My teeth, nice and sharp, sink softly at first. Then they dive into thee. Never trust shiny, sharp, white teeth masked with these seductive, sexy, sensual lips. End poem. Ooh, that was fun. And I could tell that she had fun with it. She was like the vampire dominatrix there. It had nice sultry undertones. It had great details and the playfulness, like, oh, you like that. And I liked it, that part where she said, I sunk in my teeth softly at first and then I dive into thee. And because usually the gothic old world feel is where vampire stories take you, she used the thee and thou and thy, and it was very cleverly worded to bring the gothic story to life. I hope it was as fun to write as it was to read for her, and I see that she's won an award for it too. So great job, Jenny. Enjoyed reading for you. It was my honor. And Silk, what do you think?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I kind of want to get that in myself now, honestly. I thought this was it was lovely. It was sensual. It had that nice kind of dark, sensual, vampiric edge to it. That's always fun. And yeah, she had that, like, that light teasing quality. The love, fill my satin, scarlet, sooky red lips very slowly, caressing tenderly. My tongue glides up and down thy neck. Thou melts to thy knees. Arousal takes over. All it takes is one intoxicating bite. Thou forgets where thine is at. Closing thy eyes, enjoying the pleasure. And what was it up here? Yeah, where she is talking about how you want more kisses upon my neck. You please my love. And just it was like that old vampire mesmerizing her prey, I guess. And it's a lovely piece. I enjoyed it.
Comment. And let's see here. Hatter, can you comment on this one?
I am outside and there's a lot of interference. I don't know how you're going to pick me up, but maybe it should pass me.
Okay, well, it's down to me, you, and Silk, but that's okay. We got those two, and I'm sure that others will write them in. And we have one more poem, and then I'll tell you all about next week. So Phil the Poet wasn't feeling up to par, and he has a sore throat, so he didn't want to try to make the recording. So I am going to ask Silk if he would mind reading for Phil the Poet.
Yeah, sure thing. Let me get back over to the room. So I was leaving a comment, and grab it here. Okay. Okay, I've got it up here, and okay. From the Vein of a Rose by Phil the Poet. Hands drip crimson upon the cathedral floor, an echo vibrates at the slamming of the door. Cloisters lisp gothic chants in a flickering candlelight, singing for their supper in a glorious birthright. Frozen maiden feels the incision of a jagged thorn. Life flows out faster than the day she was born. Parted pale lips try to utter a cry, but the bell tolls. The gargoyles of Notre Dame come to collect souls. Poor virgin bride lies motionless like sleeping beauty, chest beaten, mourners paid for their selfless duty. The building sways to the tone of a requiem beat. A robed figure leads the procession into the street. Lying on a cobblestone, a rose drained of its ruby complexion, the rain washing away every bit of its pure affection. The petals wave in the wind, answering to the tumbleweed's call, as the moon wraps the street in her silvery shawl. Oh, I love that ending.
Great read, Silk. Yeah, you know, it never ceases to amaze me, because no matter what we throw at Phil, he can come up with this story poem for us and take us on a journey. And I liked it, the title here too, From the Vein of a Rose. If you take a peek on the chat wall, you'll see the art that he chose and paired it with your quote. But like, where's that? Frozen maiden feels the incision of a jagged thorn. Life flows out faster than the day she was born. Parted pale lips try to utter a cry, but the bell tolls. The gargoyles of Notre Dame have come to collect souls. It's like spooky good. the great details, you know. And then in the closing stanza, the image there of lying on the cobblestone, a rose drained of its ruby complexion. I for some reason, I really love the thought of that, the wording of the drained of its ruby complexion, and the rain washing away every bit of its pure affection. The petals wave in the wind, answering to the tumbleweed's call as the moon wraps the street in her silvery shawl. I like I said, I thought it had a spooky, haunting feel, and I think that he did a fantastic job with it. And although your read was awesome, we missed your voice, Phil, and I hope that your sore throat doesn't last very long. And I hope that your trip to Paris was wonderful, appreciate you for sending in the poem, even though you were celebrating your anniversary. So thank you, Phil. And again, great read. Silk, what do you think of the poem?
Yeah, I really love it. Well, first of all, I said, you know, I really love that ending he had here. The petals wave and the wind answering to the tumbleweed's call as the moon wraps the street in her silvery shawl. I really love that imagery there of the rain and the street lamps and then just the silvery shawl. It was so visual to me and so beautiful. But I thought he had so many good images through, because I've noticed Phil writes very descriptively, and it's great. Like, and then this word right here, I had to, I'm not sure if you meant cloisters. I'm hoping I said that right. If not, I apologize. I'll have to go look that up. I like that. The cloister list, gothic chants and a flickering candlelight, singing for their supper and a glorious birthright. And then down here where he's talking about the, parted pale lips try to utter a cry, but the bell tolls, and then the gargoyles of Notre Dame have come to collect souls. That was, just kind of that spooky kind of feel to it. Almost, not quite horror, but a good spooky feel. And I really dug it all the way through. I thought it was wonderfully done and beautifully dark.
Awesome comment. And again, great read. And Hatter, do you think you can comment for this one or no? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Okay, so that was actually the last poem, and we are doing great with the time. And if you take a peek at the board, I put up the topic for next week. I have an artist that I didn't stumble across. This was actually someone that Sky Darkholm recommended, and she sent me a couple of them, and I was really taken by them, especially since, I don't know if she knows this, but like that's sort of Gress's hat. The first time I saw one of his profile pics was when Fill My Eyes had featured him in her poetry newsletter, and she put a picture of him and he was wearing one of these hats. And so like each time I saw one of the photos that had the hat on with that bluesy kind of feel, it made me think of him. So it was a perfect opportunity, and her timing for recommending it was great, because as soon as I saw them, I thought of Gress and knew that I had to pair it with his show. So thank you for the recommendation of the artist. And the quotes that you have to choose from are all written by a Gress man. So next week, I'm looking forward to seeing what his words inspire. And be sure to click on and choose your favorite art before somebody takes the one that you hope to get. As usual, it'll be 10 p.m. Eastern time. And I want to just thank Silk for his incredible, inspiring words that inspired all the great poems tonight. I want to thank the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation for sponsoring our show. And I want to thank my amazing board, my big brother Hatter and A.P. and Sweet Pea. Yous are awesome. Love doing these shows with you. And I want to say thank you to Kay and Steven and Angel and Pee-wee and Jenny and Wayne. And Phil and Sky and Silk and Chaos. And I don't know why I suddenly can't read my own handwriting. And I can't remember the word that goes before in destruction. So how silly is that? So I'm looking to make sure. I think it's infinite, but I want to make sure so that I thank him too. Where is it? Darn it. Yes, it is.
Not enduring you, Deb. This is loud. It's very noisy.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Infinite Destruction, especially for calling back, even though we had to go, so that we could play that recording. It was a showstopper there. Appreciate it very much. None of these shows would be the same without all of you. And again, I say, we all appreciate you very much. And before we close out the show, Silk, was there anything you wanted to shout out before we go? Or?
Just I was honored you chose me and to be featured on your show here, and I think it's awesome. And, yeah, I also wanted to say, too, again, that is awesome. Well, I think Foundation there doing a lot for poetry on the site here, I think, with sponsoring you guys' show and with your guys' contest you're running. I think that's an awesome thing. And it's a great poetry for everybody. I'm so touched and moved that everybody was inspired by my words, and I loved every single poem, and just had a wonderful night. Thank you.
It was an absolute pleasure, and again, I say your words inspired some really, really incredible poetry, I'm honored that nobody so far has said, nah, I'd rather not, because it means a lot, not just to me, but to our group, to be able to pay tribute to the poets who write and put their time in to make our show special. It just feels very fitting to turn around and pay it back by featuring your words. So thank you for saying yes, Silk. And on that note, I think I have a song in mind, since a couple of times butterflies were mentioned. And I think that this is one of my favorite songs. And I think it's a good way to take us out with some butterflies slightly involved. So on that note, I wish you all good night. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. But love and respect to all. This is Pearl Jam. Something that has never gone down, man. It's
again. Stephen Jones. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you again, Silk.
Great inspirations. And thank you, Hatter. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Deb.
See you next week for Aggressman. And be sure to tune in tomorrow night.
Good night, Hatter.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern and join Sky Darkholm. Love and respect.